The Iranian foreign minister has dismissed the recent accusations made by Saudi Arabia's crown prince against the Islamic Republic. Saudi Arabia claims that Iran launched direct military aggression after a missile fired by Ansarullah fighters was intercepted near Riyadh. Speaking to his British counterpart, Boris Johnson, Mohammad Javad Zarif said the allegations by Saudi officials are contrary to fact. Saudi Prince or Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in talks with Johnson accused Iran of supplying Yemen's Ansarullah fighters with rockets, adding that Iran's action may be an act of war against the kingdom. Uzbe Ali Abadi, managing partner at Global Growth Advisors, joins us from New York. Well, the war of words is definitely heating up. How do you see the developments and where do you see it going?
Kaveh, you're right. This is escalating. The war of words is escalating, and unfortunately, it's coming from MBS or Mohammed bin Salman, the young 32-year-old crown prince of Saudi Arabia, who is doing three things right now, Kaveh. First, he's trying to consolidate power domestically. He's putting a lot of, if you will, Saudi princes in jail, Ritz-Carlton, that they call it jail right now. And he's trying to make sure he's doing it under the cover of fighting corruption. But when the royal family is running the whole country and you're putting part of the family in jail, we don't call it corruption fighting. We're calling it, if you will, political housekeeping. And that's what he's doing. That's the first one. Second issue is MBS, after meeting with President Trump's son-in-law, decided to make sure that Mr. Hariri, the Prime Minister of Lebanon, announces his resignation very oddly in Saudi Arabia. This is essentially saying, assuming, like, for example, U.S. President goes to Mexico and announces that he's resigning as President of the United States. So it is political playground, if you will. And the third issue is MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, is trying to find, if you will, a foreign enemy. And today, for Mohammed bin Salman to find a foreign enemy, his lowest hanging fruit is Iran. And he's trying to do that in the couple of, if you will, as the Saudis call it, the proxies. He tried to make sure that they're getting the upper hand in Syria. They did not. They were trying to make sure they're getting the upper hand in Iraq. They did not. They're now trying it with Lebanon, which is a very dangerous game, and they're trying it with Yemen. So, but here's the thing, Kaveh. The most important thing is that this young crown prince is using words in a very irresponsible manner. So these words are certainly escalating the crisis between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And thus far, I think if you look at Iran, whether from the foreign minister or Iran's IRGC, the response has been calculated and responsive. Iran did not react to these allegations. They responded rightly so to these allegations, and they're saying that Yemen is acting independently and at its best own interest. So we ought to keep these two points in mind. Also, what's important here, if Saudi continues on this miscalculation, and this is a miscalculation in Riyadh, Kaveh, they are seeing Iran gaining influence in the region. Is that true? Yes. Is this the fact? You bet. But what kind of influence Iran is gaining? It is not military influence. It is political. It is, if you will, economic influence. Saudis, instead of replacing the old Wahhabi influence with constructive influence and partnership in the region, they're causing a lot of friction. This is not going to go well for them. And I think if we look at it, the political gamble MBS is playing to consolidate power domestically, it might work for him, but in the region, it certainly will backfire, and he's walking in a very, very dangerous and, if you will, unpredictable zone at this point.
Well, if we were to take his actions, the young prince, and to find out if there's if it's a calculated moves that he's making, what is the end game when he's leveling accusations against Iran? We've also seen the U.S. react to this. Where does he want to go with this ultimately, or is there no plan?
I think mainly, Kaveh, this is for domestic consumption. Here's the thing. Foreign minister and also the king, the crown prince came out and they said Saudi reserves the right to, if you will, to respond to Iran's aggression. Reserve the rights than doing something are two different things. But here's the danger in international geopolitics. You don't talk like that. He is trying to talk like this in order to get more political momentum domestically to consolidate power. But this is not the right way to go it. And rightly so in Tehran, national security establishment in Tehran, whether we're looking at it from the top ranks all the way to the Supreme High Council for National Security with Admiral Shamkhani, they are realizing that the Crown Prince is making a lot of noise. So they are not really reacting to him. And they're letting, if you will, this hot air to cool down a little bit. But this is altogether bad for Saudi Arabia. It's bad for internally for Saudi Arabia. It's bad for Saudi's, if you will, politics and economics. But most important, this is not the reform MBS has promised. This is a lot of noise. If you will, this is populism 2.0, the Saudi version, as we've seen populism in the United States and Europe. But I would look at it as populism domestically within Saudi Arabia. It will go nowhere. Right actors in the Middle East are seeing Iran's influence in the region has not been destabilizing the region, has been in a way, in a constructive way. And we are seeing it from our foreign minister coming out as he was talking to his counterpart in London, that Iran has not been acting aggressively in the region. And I think it is evident for everyone within the world of geopolitics to see that. So what we are seeing is Saudi's irritations with Iran's, if you will, stability and, if you will, developing strategic ties with neighboring countries, including GCC countries. And Saudis have failed thus far in Yemen. They have failed, if you see, in Qatar, based on the blockade that they have. And they miserably failed in Syria and Iraq. And the reason is because their policy and strategy is wrong, period. And they need to revise that. And MBS thus far has proven is all about noise rather than strategic rethinking.
Thank you for that, Ruzba Ali Abadi. Pleasure talking to you, Managing Partner, Global Growth Advisors from New York.